You're listening to the Multifamily Women Podcast with Carrie Antrim, where we extract the knowledge from executive women in leadership and inspire emerging leaders with our thought leadership platform, offering a new model for personal and professional transformation.
Multifamily Leadership is an events, news, and media platform. It's where multifamily innovation, technology, investments, and leaders converge. As part of our Multifamily Women Summit, we share time with innovative brands as part of our Meet the Sponsors series that showcases those brands that are supporting the platform to advance not only technology and innovation, but the women who are making all of that possible. Hi there, and welcome to the Multifamily Women Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Antrim, and today I'm joined by Mike Wolber, Chief Revenue Officer at Rent Dynamics. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carrie. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too. I've had the honor and privilege of being on your show, so now the tables have turned.
Always feels good. Always get a little bit more nervous being in the guest seat, but it's also pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So listen, tell us about the Rent Dynamics journey.
We have such a cool story, and Rent Dynamics actually just turned 10 this last month.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I've been on board for about 2 years, and witnessing the change, being part of it's just been so cool. But I'll tell the abbreviated story, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
So let's go back to 2012, and our CEO, Quincy, is an accountant for a multifamily operations company, and he has an idea. He has an idea to centralize leasing through standardizing a contact center. He pitches the idea to his boss. His boss says, "That sounds like a great idea, but don't quit your day job yet." So Quincy spends evenings, mornings, weekends building out a contact center, and quite quickly found product market fit. Customers really liked what, you know, we were doing with centralizing leasing. A couple years later, we're growing, adding customers, and we're not totally happy with how our customers are working those leads and turning marketing into move-ins, which is where our CRM was born. So we then went down the CRM path to solve predictable lead management, workflow, and like I always say, turning marketing into move-ins. And then now, Carrie, we have all of this data. We're listening to phone calls, we're reading emails, and we keep hearing about residents and prospects that are challenged with credit and traditional access to banking. And so we said, why don't we start reporting rent payments to the credit bureaus to help residents establish and improve their credit? And fast forward to 2022, we actually report more on-time rent payments to TransUnion than TransUnion does. And that's how Rent Plus was born.
Oh, wow. Great. Thanks for that overview. So talk to us about the actual product. Like, who's in there using it? What is it like?
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's also fun and somewhat complex because we work with both sides of a multifamily organization. Lots of times you've got a product, let's say a marketing product, where you're working with the VP of marketing. And I feel really fortunate in that, you know, I look at our CRM and our contact center products, we primarily work with marketing teams. We're working with VPs, directors of marketing to really make decisions and drive good process. And then, of course, we're empowering the on-site teams, the leasing agents, the property managers to actually use the technology to drive good process, whether that's lead management or even making sure that every phone call goes answered and gets worked correctly. So on the CRM side, we're very focused on the marketer. When you look at the Rent Plus product, where we're, you know, working more on the operations side of the house, we're now working with, you know, a VP of operations. We're working with an ancillary services provider. And so it's very cool to be working on both sides of these big multifamily organizations, which makes us quite sticky, but also a really impactful partner for our customers.
So I love that. You're on both sides there. What would you say are the main challenges your product is overcoming in the industry or obstacles that you're kind of knocking down for people?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say on the marketing side of the house, when you look at our CRM and contact center, I think we're really solving this like flexibility challenge that a lot of companies have, which is a lot of technology is still somewhat like one size fits all. And as we're learning about in this industry, everyone has a unique process. We're talking about centralization right now is a big topic. There isn't a single definition of what centralization means. So how are you centralizing your marketing? Let's help you. And I think there's a big flexibility value that we have to really make sure that we're catering whether it's phone calls or emails or the entirety of the process. I'd say flexibility and fun are kind of two of our big value propositions that really win on both the sales and the customer experience side.
That's great. Then, I love that you've got the fun in there too. You know, why not?
It's important. I think that's a huge part of the flywheel for sure.
Yeah.
On Rent Plus, I think it's a much more almost like serious value proposition because with Rent Plus, you know, we're helping credit challenge residents establish a better financial future. And I think as our customers really embark on this ESG narrative, a huge topic, the E stands for environmental. Pretty easy to say whether or not you're going green using solar. The G, are you in line with governmental ordinances? Pretty easy to say, yes, we're following the rules. The S, though, that social responsibility, it's pretty hard to say whether or not you're actually a socially responsible organization. And if we can tell you that we're taking every credit score up by 100 points in the first 12 months, you do the math. Did you impact 100,000 points in credit in your first year of Rent Plus? That's pretty socially responsible. So I think that's where we're having some fun on making the product sticky, but also finding where we can drive the best value.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So switching gears a little bit, Rent Dynamics has been an awesome supporter of the Multifamily Women Summit and platform. I'm just wondering what gets you excited about that? Why is Rent Dynamics so happy to support?
I think that, you know, it is 2022, and if you're not focused heavily on DEI, I think you're never going to make it. And I think for us, like, we really believe in an eclectic voice internally and also in the eyes of the market. And I'm a proud husband, I'm a proud girl dad, and I'm very excited about the future of an even playing field. And I think there's a lot our business really stands behind when it comes to really making sure that the females in our industry have a platform to connect, collaborate, but also career path together. And whether you look at your platform with what you're doing for Multifamily Women's or big communities like Chief now in the enterprise that are doing remarkable things for women, one of my personal goals is to have one of our staff members join Chief next year. And so I think it's just something that we truly believe in, but also want to make sure that our team members or our future team members know that Rent Dynamics is here to support and to be a big part of the future of the industry.
I love that. And you're right, there is a business case for it. I mean, look at who's influencing the purchasing in America and all over the world. So yeah, I love that. Do you want to leave our audience with any final thoughts about Rent Dynamics? Anything on your mind? Let it go.
Yeah, I'll share two things, and I am a sales guy at heart, so I'll try to keep it. But here's my pitch if you're listening. Making a CRM change is really hard, and I'm never going to cold call someone and say, come look at our CRM, because it's a waste of my time and yours. Making a CRM change is an enterprise decision. However, I would say that peeking over the fence and understanding what other companies are doing to innovate in the space is usually a good interest of your time. And so I'd say my call to action for anyone listening to this or participating would be, if you're interested in seeing what another CRM might be able to do to help you, would love to spend 30 minutes seeing what you're doing, what's working, what's not, and to see if there's a fit down the road. So that would be my 60-second pitch on CRM. It's very soft. It's very warm. It's very genuine.
I love it.
I would say on Rent Plus, if you're interested in impacting revenue, we do have a revenue share attached to Rent Plus. And with Rent Plus, we typically achieve about 80% resident participation, and it's entirely resident funded. Or if you're wildly interested in being able to demonstrate an impact to social responsibility, to make it easier to raise capital, to gain customers, or to be sticky as a third-party manager, I'd love to show you what we're doing there. It's an easy to roll out product. It's quite valuable because your residents experience it every day. But again, same thing with CRM. Would love to share the story if it makes sense, but we're definitely a no pressure sales company, which makes us fun to work with.
There's that term again, fun. It's great. I love having innovative conversations like this with companies that are doing fun things and actually making an impact. That's great. So if someone wants to get in touch with you either before or after the event, what's the best way for them to find you?
So our team's done a lot to really modernize all things digital. Recently, we've redesigned rentdynamics.com. So head to our website if you want to get the story to see if you believe it before you reach out to us. Personally, I think I'm the most easy to find person in the world of multifamily. Hard to miss, Mike Wilbur on LinkedIn. and our entire team has a green backdrop on their photos. So look for green and you can usually find Rent Dynamics. And aside from that, Mike.Wolber at Rent Dynamics, if you love email, I pride myself on being quite responsive.
That's awesome. Okay, well, listen, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. This was great. I enjoyed it. And again, thanks for the support that Rent Dynamics has shown throughout the years. Much appreciated.
Of course. Thanks for the opportunity. And I hope you all have an awesome event in September.
Thank you so much. Listeners, listen, I sure appreciate you tuning in today. And I'd ask you to please subscribe and share this episode if you know anyone else that is building a healthy organization in multifamily. We'll see you in the next show.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Women Podcast. To register for the upcoming Multifamily Women Summit, be a guest on this podcast, or join the Women's Leadership Series, visit multifamilywomen.com.